USA Radio News.
Democrat Andrew Gillum officially conceded to Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis in Florida's gubernatorial race, as a recount of votes showed a margin Gillum was unlikely to close. President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job. But this is very sad to see it.
The Butte County Sheriff confirmed at least 71 people are dead, and they say they're also trying to locate at least 1,000 people, although they did make sure to stress that all those people are not believed to be missing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Some folks love shopping on Black Friday because of all the money they can save when they get an early head start on their Christmas shopping. But not all Black Friday deals are created equal. According to the personal finance website WalletHub, some of the best places to shop for deep discounts on Black Friday include Belk, JCPenney, and Kohl's. The study also says Walmart and Best Buy have the best deals on electronics. One of America's most recognized characters is celebrating a birthday. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Disney's mascot celebrating 90 years on screen.
What are you playing?
And to mark the Mickey Mouse milestone, the Walt Disney Company is airing a two-hour television special this Sunday to honor the legendary character who first appeared during a short film, Steamboat Willie, back in 1928. A long list of celebrities will pay tribute during that special, which will air on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As many people reflect on the 2018 midterm elections, it gives both sides an opportunity to look at what went right and what went wrong. I had a chance to chat with Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and one of the things I asked him was some of the things that both parties can learn from the election.
I think you need to look in the mirror when you have a defeat like we did, and first acknowledge that we lost the majority, and it's something that we want to learn how to get it back and how to go and re-earn the trust of those voters who left our party and voted for Democrats. We're not doing a good enough job as conservatives of letting people know what we stand for and what our conservative principles really are and how they're going to help hardworking families who are just trying to get ahead and struggling in a tough environment. So we need to look in the mirror and figure out all those things. Where did we do things that we got to do better? The Democrats raised tremendous amounts of money, way more than a lot of our candidates. In these races we lost, they had this program called Act Blue, which helped a lot of low-end donors direct money, you know, straight into the campaign coffers of their challengers. We need an answer to that on the Republican side. We're actually working on that already and working on some of the other things we need to do better to earn the trust of the American voters who left us this time around and get that back and regain the majority in 2020.
The congressman also has a book out titled Back in the Game, One Gunman, Countless Heroes, and the Fight for My Life. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.